Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, especially for the people who live in the perilous time. You know, the world has always been a troubled world, and it's always been a world filled with heartache and heartbreak. The Bible said that would all intensify in the last days. It's amazing that a statement would be made about the last days that seem to apply to all the days of mankind after the fall. In the last days, perilous times will come. And the word that's used for perilous there is the word outrageous. And you can't look at the events of this week and it takes you all the way back. If it was an aberration, if it was a one-time event, you look back to Columbine and all of the copycat stuff that happened after that. Young people that want to die and want to kill other people in the process of dying. And then you see it happen this week at Virginia Tech. And then you look forward past that, and all the commentators are agreed. One man in the paper said, this is not the end. If this was the end, maybe like Pearl Harbor, we could kind of put it behind us and go on. But in kind of a final statement at the end of the commentary, he said, but this is not the end of it. This is not the last event. There will be other events. The reason we know it is because it's something that's happened before and happened again and again and again. This is the most people killed, but will there be other people killed on campuses or in a school somewhere? You know, everyone at the job is talking about it. It's the object of talk still today. And they're all talking about what's wrong in our society. I'm not wanting to bring you down this morning, but to draw your attention to prophetic fulfillment again. That we are living in the time designated as an outrageous time. That's what perilous means. It's not just means there's, you know, we think of the perils of Pauline, the old, I'm not talking about our Pauline, the old show they used to run in sequence back in the black and white days of the movies where you had these serials like Flash Gordon. There was one called The Perils of Pauline, and every week there was a cliffhanger, they called them, where it left you, she was hanging by her fingertips, will she escape? That brought the kids back with their dimes and nickels to see, not necessarily the main feature, but to see if Pauline was going to escape the perils. It's that word peril, it means trouble, yes, but the word peril, perilous time in the Greek is a word that means more outrageous, that we would see things that would take us back. We would see things in our generation that would just cause us to be shaken by it. Outrageous things would happen in our society. And they're outrageous things that all of the psychologists and commentators, they can't seem to find. They all search. Some are using their political agendas. You know, if we were not at war in Iraq and a violent nation, then these things wouldn't happen. That's baloney. This has nothing to do with the war in Iraq. This has everything to do with a wrong, something terribly awry in our own society and in the hearts of men and women that have been darkened by sin. We are making everywhere we can in America, everywhere we can, we're trying to make it God-free zones. And we're standing in awe of what happens when evil is the main predominant influence in our society. In these days, I call your attention to the fact that you are in the last days, and I want you to live your life with hope, even in the time of trouble. For when these kind of things begin to come to pass, it is written, lift up your head. Your redemption is drawing nigh. And yea, saith God, you will come to me in that day that I call you. But until that day, I will give you grace, and I will give you help, and yes, I will give you peace and hope, even in the troubled time. For you have the message of security. You have the message of safety. You have the message that will cause others to turn to me. For they cannot turn to the world for help. They cannot turn to the educators. They cannot turn to the leaders in politics. They cannot turn to the sociologists. Yea, you have my message of hope. Let hope burn brightly in you, and then tell others how to put their trust in me, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a day for the church to shine. Praise God. Let's join our hands and our hearts today. I'm encouraged in the Lord while being discouraged in what I see in our society. But I'm encouraged in the Lord. And I'm encouraged that I believe in America there is a need for revival. And that revival will only come when enough people see the need to return to the Lord. The Bible said, when you return to me, and you know the wonderful thing about grace in the Old Testament, because there is, you know, there's kind of the idea there's no grace in the Old Testament. Well, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It's not grace with the covenant of the blood of Jesus, but there is grace in the Old Testament because God is a God of grace and a God of mercy. Can you say amen? And that grace extends in the Old Testament. And he said to Israel, backslidden Israel, judged Israel because of it, enemies prevailing over Israel because of their rebellion against their God. He said, but if you return to me, and he knows the only reason they're coming back is their trouble. But he said, you know something? I want you back. And it doesn't matter what drives you back. The prodigal son only came home because of the trouble he experienced in his life. But when the father saw him, he didn't say, well, you should have stayed here. You know, you're going to get your comeuppance. You're going to have to just come here and live in the barn. You're going to live with a stigma over you. No, he ran to him, fully restored him. I'm telling you, that's grace. Can you say amen? God says it doesn't matter what brings you back. I'm so glad to have you back that if you'll return to me, I will return to you. Can you say amen? Isn't that a powerful God? What a gracious God. Hallelujah. That's Old Testament. If you return to me, I will return to you. Hallelujah. And because there's grace today, there's hope today, even for our country and the church, where sin doth abound, this God in his gracious heart doth much more abound. I believe God wants to heal our nation, heal our land. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. What a day for the church to lift up Jesus and declare this God of grace and mercy. Heavenly Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus that we might step up at a time like this. For we are in this generation. We feel and sense a divine calling, a divine destiny. For we are here for a time such as this. Maybe we better understand some of the tough stuff we as individuals have went through. For you have been preparing us for a time such as this. To stand up and to stand strong and point others to you in a time such as this. For we are not like others who have no hope. Father, we give you praise today. Help us declare it strongly and clearly that there is a God who wants to forgive. There is a God who wants to restore. There is a God who wants to secure us even in a time like this. Help us, Lord, to be about our Father's business and to use what the enemy means for evil, for good in the sense of declaring that there is a hiding place in you in the day of trouble, and for now and for eternity. And Father, we'll give you the praise and the honor, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen and amen. Praise God. What a day for the church to declare Jesus to a world that doesn't have the answers. Except you become as a little child, the purity, the simplicity, the honesty, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. So growing in God really means that we become more simplistic, more trusting of the Lord in a faith that is not based on any of our ingenuity, not even our faith formulas. Every faith formula has a core of it, and that is that we simply trust the Lord with all of our heart. Can you say amen? I've been praying every day for the thing that we're going to pray for this morning, for your mom. I can't get her out of my mind. I can't get her out of my heart. Don't want her out of my heart, because she's a number one issue on God's heart. Amen. The Bible said of our good shepherd, this is what he would do. He would leave the 99. That doesn't mean to forsake them. They are secured. When that shepherd brought them in, he would take his rod. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He would take his shepherd's rod, and he would lay it on the back as they come through, not to hurt them, harm them, but to count them. And he knew them by name. And he would not only do they we know his name, he knows our name. And he would touch them as they come through. Touch them as they come through and count. And if there's 100 sheep under his care and there's one missing, he would bring the 99 in. He would secure them in the enclosure so nothing could get to them and they couldn't go roaming and get into trouble. They're in the security, in that place of safety. And then he would go after the one that wasn't in. The one became the object of his search and the intensity of his love. Because these are okay, let me go after that one who's in jeopardy. I'm after that one. Well, this is the one today that he's after, and his desire. And I'm praying for such a yoke breaking on the way to church this morning. I was praying for captive, this particular person, to be set free, for a prisoner of darkness to be set free. Amen. That God would break those prison bars through his mighty anointing. See, this is how I believe this is the answer to our church growth right here, is seeing people delivered and set free who will go out in turn and tell others what God has done, and others will come to be set free. Hallelujah. The word of God grew and multiplied in the early church, not just because of great preaching, but because they saw God at work. They saw prisoners set free. They saw people delivered. They saw people healed, saith the Spirit. Yea, because God attends his word. He confirms his word. He watches over his word to perform it. And when there's a performance of the things promised in his word, you will see captives set free. You will see prisoners come out of the prison house of darkness. This then will be the key to the mighty revival. This then will be the key to you growing in number. For you will grow in number even as people are delivered and set free from darkness, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not after the people that are happy in their church. We're after people that need to know Christ and need to be set free. So we're going to pray today. Stretch your hand this way as we agree with your name is? Taylor. We're going to agree with Taylor for her mom's deliverance from the prison house of darkness. Heavenly Father, we're going to believe with Taylor today, who wants to see her mama free, who wants to see her mama saved, who wants to see her mama serving you with her whole heart. Now, Lord, this woman has been here before, and we pray she will be back again. And we pray for your anointing to come forth in this place. Lord, for the anointing, you said, breaks the yoke. For Jesus, you said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he hath anointed me to set the captive free, to set at liberty those that are bruised. And Father, we pray that that anointing that was on you, you said, even as my Father sent me, so send I you. So we stand here in your stead, sent, called by God, and sent for a time such as this. And we pray that the same anointing that was upon Jesus, you said something else, Lord, and we're going to claim it in this prayer. You said, the works that I do, ye shall do, and greater than these shall you do, for I go to my Father. Nor there's nothing greater in power and quality, but Lord, there's so many Christians now that you have sent to do your work and to finish the Father's business. Father, we claim the great promise, and we are bold enough to say that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us also, and that we're anointed also, hallelujah, to set captives free. To bring the prisoner out of the prison houses, to heal the brokenhearted. So, Father, we pray and we join ourselves with Taylor, who's asked for prayer today. Lord, that you set her mama free and that she would know the glory and the power of salvation that delivers us from the enemy and translates us out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Father, we declare that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Father, before it even happens, we declare the yoke broken. We bind the spirits of darkness. We bind the powers of the enemy. And we declare when God moves in the human heart, no power in hell can hold anyone back who wants to be free. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen and amen and amen. Somebody give him praise in this place. God is good today. He's a gracious God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you brethren, come and stand. Let's continue to pray. While the waters are troubled, someone said last week, Patty, while the waters are troubled is when we move in. That means God's Spirit is moving. God's Spirit is at work. Hallelujah. If you don't believe there is an enemy, you don't have to look to the news of the week to believe that there is an enemy. All you have to do, amen, is begin to serve the Lord. And troubles do come to us. And things happen that we don't understand or comprehend, and things that we surely do not invite into our lives. But they push their way into our thoughts. They push their way into our minds. And that's when we must stand up and declare that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. And we have one that we can call upon in the day of trouble. And we are not ashamed to admit when we need to cry out to him. I love the scripture, George, that says, pour your heart out before the Lord. And I want to declare to you that the past couple of weeks in my own life, and it doesn't sound like it's been as bad as what you've experienced, but I've had a battle. I've had a genuine, real, spiritual warfare type of battle. Things touching me that I thought I was beyond the reach of them. And it's not things to that old pull back to the world. It's anger. It's frustration. It's discouragement. It's all of these things that take away from what God wants us to see and what God wants us to do. And I've had to fight it. I've had to fight it at work. I would feel it so deeply. It seemed more real than the peace of God and the goodness of God, but it isn't more real. It's an emotional thing, and it's something that the enemy pushes upon us. But we can push back in the name of Jesus, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to push back. Some of you have went through very real personal battles and trials. Anger. I've had things that I thought I wanted to say come to my mind that I wouldn't dare say, but it was in my mind. I was ashamed that it was even in my thoughts, some of the things that I wanted. And there, I just want to declare to you that no one is alone in this battle. Hallelujah. We all face it from time to time, but we fight the good fight of faith, and we win this battle, and we go on to victory. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for delivering me to this week. Lord, for giving me a clear vision, for letting me see the good that you are doing, for giving me patience, Father, that I needed so desperately. For not, Lord, helping me not to feel hemmed in and in a darkening area. But Father, that I feel alive to you this morning. And I feel, Lord, that there is victory in Jesus. And I feel like, Lord, taking the reins of leadership and declaring that good things are about to happen. Hallelujah. In spite of the time that has passed and in spite of the circumstances, in spite of what I see or feel, I feel it deep in my soul. I feel the abundance of rain today, and it's genuine and it's real. Father, I pray for my brother today, Lord, that you would strengthen him with your outstretched arm, that you would lift him up I declare unto him, as one who has been in a deep valley and you have delivered time and time again, there is lifting up. Hallelujah. And Lord, there's to be a testimony to spread your fame when we are brought out. He lifted me from the miry clay. We can't extract ourselves from these quicksands of depression, these quicksands of fear and doubt and anger and frustration. But you can reach down and pick us up and pull us out and set our feet upon a rock. Hallelujah. So Father, establish us today. Let us be called the planting of the Lord. Holy Spirit, rise up within us. Hallelujah. In spite of our weaknesses and inabilities and insufficiencies, rise up within us. Hallelujah. And show us the strength of God today. Bless my brother, Lord. Bless him, Lord. He's humbled and cried out to you today. And I know you're responding. Hallelujah. I was lost and undone without God or his son, but he reached way down for me. Hallelujah. Thank you for reaching way down to pull us out. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. We're here for a time such as this, to see yokes broken. No wonder the enemy has come against us like he has. You're about to do your greatest work, the work of deliverance, Father, from sin and its consequences and power. Father, we praise you for this battle that is won in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody just thank the Lord today for being faithful. For being faithful. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to give you praise again this morning. This is a message. It's coming. The enemy says you are weak and you are vulnerable, but yea, you cry unto me in the time of trouble. And yea, when I stand up, where is the opposer? Where is the oppressor? Let him step forth and hurt you when I stand between you and the one who wants to do you harm. Take courage in your heart. Be bold as lions. For this is the day of my victories. Not your victory, your strength, but my victory, saith God. My name will be vindicated. My name will be elevated. My name will be exalted. My son will be revered. The name of Jesus shall prevail against the enemy, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not just our victory, it's his victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we get victory when he stands up in our behalf. Glory to God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want to return to something.